Charlie Angeles at Westminster covering this for us. Charlie, adding insult to injury this morning, the British press not pulling its punches.
Not at all, Cyril. No, it's been 24 hours of mayhem for this government, and the newspaper headlines are scathing. The Mirror says utter chaos. Government on the brink, with a picture of Liz Truss in Parliament, while The Sun is saying broken, detailing that she was heckled by her own MPs, while the other Murdoch paper, The Times, is saying she's facing more turmoil after sacking Braverman. Now, as you heard, Suella Braverman resigned and in her resignation letter didn't pull any punches, going on the attack, saying that the government is not facing up to its manifesto pledges. She's been replaced by Grant Shapps, who did not back Liz Truss in her leadership bid, but is now her right-hand man. And all that happened before the vote on fracking, which was tabled by the Labour Party last night. Now, Conservative MPs were told they couldn't vote as they wished. They had to vote against it as a test of loyalty to the government. But that instruction was changed at the last minute, and that is when chaos ensued. Allegations of pushing and shoving as MPs were forced into the voting lobby. The chief whip and her deputy, who were responsible for making sure that MPs really vote in line with their party's wishes, felt undermined and allegedly verbally resigned on the spot. The Prime Minister was then seen by one MP briefly losing her security detail as she pursued the chief whip, Wendy Morton, through Parliament to try and persuade her not to quit. And in the early hours of this morning, a statement from Number 10 saying both the chief whip and her deputy were staying in their positions and the Prime Minister had full confidence in them. But by then, the damage had been done. The Prime Minister is being accused of losing control of her party. And already we're seeing the number of Conservative MPs who are openly calling for her to quit ticking up by the minute. When I woke up this morning, six MPs had sent their letters to the 1922 committee. We're now looking at about nine. So the question seems to be not whether she will exit, but when, Cyril?
Well, look, many people are predicting her demise this morning, whether it's commentators, whether it's politicians from both sides of the aisle. Is there nonetheless a scenario where she hangs on to power, do you think?
Well, I mean, her transport secretary has been doing the media rounds this morning and says that she does still believe that Liz Truss will lead the Conservative Party in the next general election. But she is very much in the minority. And I think the next 24 hours will be absolutely critical for her. Now, in those 24 hours, we're going to see Suella Braverman give a resignation statement. And it's no secret that these two women were really at odds with each other. Braverman wanted to tighten the UK's immigration policy. Truss wanted to loosen it. So we can expect Braverman's statement to heat even more pressure on the Prime Minister. We've just heard that the Labour Party has tabled an urgent question in Parliament to ask why Braverman resigned. So there's going to be some uncomfortable answers elicited there. We also know that the 1922 committee, which is responsible for deciding on Conservative leadership contests, is going to meet later today. And Number 10 has said that it is going to discipline those Conservative MPs who voted against the government last night, despite the chaos. So that's going to cause even more discord within the party. So just to put this in some perspective, Liz Truss has been in the job for 6 weeks. And in that time, she's seen the pound plummet. She's had to reverse most of her policy programme. She's had to sack her finance minister. And now she's seen her interior minister resign. Now, back to your question, the one thing that could be working in her favour is the lack of consensus within the Conservative Party. Who could, should or would replace her as a leader? And that could be buying her some time.
Yeah, sure. Charlie, you say the next 24 hours are critical for the British Prime Minister. You'll be there watching it for us, reporting on it for us every step of the way. Thank you.